This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
There is all sorts of anticipation in the building right now. Toppers will be in the road. Blacks trimmed out in the orange and the white. Hillsboro in orange lettering across the front as Vogel and Christian give each other fives. And then both take off left side, right side, and slap the backboard prior to the tip. Litchfield in the home whites trimmed out in the purple. Purple Panthers in purple lettering across the front of the home whites. Henry Watzmeyer, Phil McCarty, and Chuck Overton, your officials. It'll be Vogel and Hyers to jump. Here we go. Tap is controlled by Hyers, and the Litchfield Purple Panthers will get it to start. Man-to-man defense for the Toppers. It'll be Vogel on McGill as Vogel coming off that sensational defensive effort on Saturday night when he locked down Elijah Allman. Here's McGill, gets the ball screen, throws it back to Hyers, left side of the key. Well, that'll be a fun matchup tonight. Vogel and McGill. Here's Hyers, puts it on the deck. Check that. That is Sadahoff putting it on the deck. He attacks and scores. To a late change in the starting lineup as Sadahoff is in there instead of Tate DeBrennick. Now a steal for Litchfield. Here comes McGill. Oh, crosses over on Stewart. Left-hand layup, right side missed it. Hyers tapped, no. But McGill comes up with a loose basketball, and Litchfield will reset. Into the hands of Keenan Powell for the first time tonight. Powell gets a ball screen, rises, foul line, left it short, and Vogel down with the rebound. The last time these two teams met, of course, Vogel was coming off of a day prior where he was on crutches. He dropped 36, hit 8 threes. McGill dropped 33 in that championship game at Carthenville. Here's Matouche. He's 26 points away from 1,000 in his career. Blaine Stewart leaves it for Will Christian, left side of the key. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. Dangerous pass, high post, stolen by McGill. Gets it off to Powell, right back to Victor. In the corner, Odell open for three. Rimmed it out, no good, and the rebound down to Stewart. We've played 90 seconds in the opening quarter. Litchfield leading 2-0. There are three quarters court ball press for the Purple Panthers. As McGill and Powell on the top of that zone piece. Deep three, Vogel left it a little bit short. He was almost on the sideline over there. He was beyond the Panthers lettering on the sideline. Here's McGill, left wing. Vogel right there. Victor, strong bounce, floater, left it short from about 8 feet, and the rebound down to Drake. 2 minutes, 10 seconds gone by first quarter, 2-0. Litchfield with the lead. Hillsboro has the basketball. Here's Stewart. Off to Christian. In the corner, Riggs. Declan, three. Way too strong. Air ball. Rebound picked up by Vogel underneath. He attacks. Plays through contact. No whistle. And the rebound picked up underneath by Litchfield and Bryce Hyers. Of course, the Stewart brothers returning here to Litchfield to take on the Purple Panthers. They were both on Litchfield squad a year ago. We'll see Jace coming off the bench. Usually the first topper off the bench for Kyle McBrain. Nice give and go. There is Sadahoff, got too far under the backboard, couldn't come back and get the finish off the left side with the right hand. 2-0 Litchfield, 5 minutes for the first quarter. Into the front court, Riggs. Quick bullet pass to Matouche, spinning, lost his balance, just throws it up with his left hand, looking for the whistle, didn't get it, and the rebound down to Odell. Now McGill will slow it up. He checks head coach Nick Gernt for the play call. Here's McGill, runs the backdoor lob, Powell, the catch and the finish. That's a nasty play if you're Litchfield right there. Perfect pass from McGill and the finish for Powell. 4-0 Litchfield, 4.5 minutes first quarter. Here's Christian. Leaves it off for Blaine Stewart. Toppers in the road, Blacks. Stewart out in front of that volleyball spike line. Vogel, quick trigger three, back rimmed it. Offensive rebound to Riggs. Finds a slashing Vogel, attacks, hits the deck hard, and he'll be at the free throw line. 4:22 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro still looking for their first points. The foul went on Odell. AJ's first. Vogel at the stripe here. Toss, good. Well, Drake literally shot the lights out in that championship game at Carthenville when they faced Litchfield. Here tonight, he's missed his first two threes. Those two tosses, though, are pure, and Hillsboro's on the board. 4-2, Purple Panthers lead with the basketball. Here's McGill into the front court, dumps to Powell. They want the backdoor lob again. Hillsborough is ready for it this time. Instead, Victor takes it himself, missed the finger roll. Good late contest in there by Vogel. Rebound down to Matouche. Blaine Stewart, dangerous pass, stolen. Then it was knocked away by Riggs. Ball's loose, and McGill eventually picks it up for Litchfield. Bad pass from Blaine Stewart, set that up. Powell for three. Missed it badly, left it short, and the rebound down to Matouche. Maybe some nervous energy on both sides early in this ballgame. Here's Drake Vogel spinning, right block, fading too strong. Offensive rebound, Matouche blocked and is pulled down by Keenan Powell. He outlets to McGill. Victor crosses over, left hand blocked and fouled by Blaine Stewart. Blaine's first, team's first, and it will send Victor McGill to the free throw line. For Litchfield, they could let go of a lot of frustration that they've had in this calendar year between the COVID layoff, the winter shutdown last week. McGill shot the free throw, but the officials had blown a dead first. It's so loud in here, you can't hardly hear the whistle. It's going to be Tate DeBrennick coming in for Litchfield. He'll replace Bryce Hyers. McGill will get two tosses here. The outstanding sophomore, free throw good. Actually, they're going to count both of them. I thought they waved off the first one. So McGill gets both. And it's 6-2 Litchfield. Here's Christian. Leaves it for Vogel. Drake Vogel, little head fake, pulls for three. Off the rim and out. Rebound down to Declan Riggs. He was stripped. Goes to Matouche, lays it up, rattled out. And it's tipped out by Litchfield. It'll stay with the Toppers. The board says 5-2, so they might have waved off that first free throw in a violation. Out of bounds, Vogel, yes, off the feed from Christian. Drake Vogel has all four for the Toppers, and it's a 5-4 Litchfield lead. Yeah, that's exactly what happened on that first toss from McGill. Lane violation, a wicked crossover to the rim. The layup is good for Victor. Woo! That was filthy right there. Left the Toppers in his wake. Crossover drove baseline. Finished left side with that right hand. 7-4 Litchfield. And a timeout for Kyle McBrain and the Toppers. 2:46 for the opening quarter. A 7-4 Litchfield lead. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following this one message on WSMI. Following the Hillsborough timeout, Toppers have the basketball right at midcourt with Blaine Stewart. He bounces once right into the front court, picks up the dribble. Bad spot to do that, and fortunate that Hillsborough still has possession as Litchfield was last to touch. Blaine Stewart bounced once and picked it up right into the coffin corner. Sideline trigger right in front of the Litchfield bench. Stewart gets it into Matouche, right elbow. Off to Christian, drives baseline, slips it back to Gavin, off the window, it's good. Nice find from Will Christian. A 7-6 Litchfield lead. Victor McGill into the front court. Gets a ball screen from DeBrennick. Lost the handle. Gets it off to Sadahoff. He'll pull for three. Off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Blaine Stewart for Hillsborough. He leaves it for Christian. Right back to Blaine Stewart. 2:05 for the first quarter. Here's Stewart knifing through the Litchfield zone. Gets it off to Christian. Will Christian attacks and he'll have free throws. Second team foul on Litchfield. And they are going to get Carson Sadohoff with the personal. As Will Christian, the 5'10 junior, at the free throw line. Toss is good. That ties the game at 7. 2:02 to play first quarter. Second free throw for Will is good. Toppers 4-4 at the line early. A.J. Odell out. Clayton Bishop in, the 5'11 junior for Litchfield. And Declan Riggs checks out, replaced by Jay Stewart, the 6'2 sophomore. So the Stewart brothers both on the floor here at their old digs. Here's Sadahoff. McGill open. Three. Yes, pure for Victor McGill. That thing didn't even think about touching the iron. 10-8 Litchfield. Vogel. One pass from midcourt to Stewart. That pass is kicked by Bishop as Stewart was trying to bounce past to the middle of the floor. This Litchfield pressure They gave people problems the first half of the year, no doubt about it. They fall back into their half court, 2-3, almost a 3-2 zone. Here's Vogel driving baseline, kicks it out. Blaine Stewart for three, back rim to two strong. Rebound down to Powell. Keenan pushing, one on three. Bad lead pass, looking for Bishop and turned it over. First turnover for Litchfield. Here comes Jay Stewart. Leads it for Drake Vogel. Cut off there by McGill. Tough shot for Vogel. A step back three off balance. Missed it. And the rebound down to Victor. Here comes McGill. Behind the back of the volleyball spike line. Crossing over on Drake. Vogel cuts him off. Dumps it off to Bishop. And what do we got? A moving screen on Litchfield. Away from the ball. I think they're going to get Tate Dobrynek. They will. His first. Team's third foul. Second turnover on Litchfield. That's going to get Nate Fetter to the table, the 5'9 junior. He'll replace Keenan Powell. Gavin Timpson going to check in, the 6-foot junior. He'll replace Sadahoff. Final minute, first quarter, a 10-8 Litchfield lead. Been an entertaining first quarter. The fans are into it, especially the student section here for Litchfield tonight. Here's Will Christian across the head of the key, cut off. Dangerous pass into the right corner, and it's out of bounds, turned over. Thought it might have been deflected by Litchfield, and perhaps it was, but I think Vogel might have been the last to touch. Those long passes are going to have a hard time finding their way home against this Litchfield zone. They're very active. It's not a lazy zone. Here's McGill on the bounce. Left elbow, cut off, leaves it in the right corner for Bishop. Half a minute for the opening quarter, a two-point Purple Panther lead. McGill, deep three, and he back rimmed that one. Rebound tipped around, eventually picked up by Dobrynek. It was Bishop, the first to touch it for Litchfield. Panthers can reset, 15 seconds for the quarter. Clayton Bishop brings it across the head of the key, off to Nate Fetter, volleyball spike line, off to McGill with 10. Victor on the right wing, checks the clock. Explodes to the middle, left-hand finish off the window. It's good for McGill. He has 8. Here comes Vogel with 2. Volleyball spike line, good if it goes. It will not. And after one quarter, it is Litchfield 12, Hillsboro 8. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Leading Vandalia at the half, 38-29. Both teams entered tonight 4-0 in South Central Conference play. Hillsboro, their only loss in league play so far at the hands of Pena. Litchfield up by 4 after the first quarter. Toppers have the basketball to start the second 8 minutes. Christian left alone for 3. Pure for Will Christian off the right side of the key. 5 for Will. And that cuts the Litchfield lead down to 1, 12-11. McGill had 8 points in that opening quarter. Here's Fetter, left wing, top of the key to Bishop. On the floor with McGill, Dobrynek, and Timpson. Nice pass. McGill off to Timpson, contested. He puts it off the window and good for Gavin. Well, that was not an easy finish for Gavin Timpson. 14-11, Litchfield leads. This pressure slowing Hillsboro up the floor. Jay Stewart will fire top of the key. Yes, for Jay Stewart. His first bucket, no hesitation on that triple, and we are tied at 14. 6:55 for the first half. Here's Victor. Gets a ball screen from Dobrynek. He will rise from 16. Missed it. Offensive rebound. Bishop, the putback is there for Clayton. Bishop was right place, right time. 6:35 for the half. Stewart in the backcourt gets it across the timeline to Brother Jace. Right back to Blaine. Into the hands of Christian. Volleyball spike line with Blaine Stewart. Here's Jace. Dumps it middle of the lane to Matouche. Kicks it out. Christian open for 3. Left it short. Rebound tipped around. Picked up underneath by Victor McGill. Victor now. Left-hand pass into the front court. Knocked out by Christian. He goes tumbling into the scorer's table. It's going to be Litchfield ball. Great hustle from Will Christian. Heads up if you're sitting down courtside. They've got the lowest level of bleachers here courtside pushed back, so the benches are back closer to the sideline wall here this year at Simmons. Here comes McGill. Leaves it off right side for Fetter. Nate, nice little ball fake. Attacks, missed it. Rebound tapped around. It's out of bounds, and Hillsborough ball. Of course, one of the biggest differences here tonight, no more chin straps with all the mask rules that have changed here. No chin straps for the players. The officials aren't wearing masks tonight, and, well, there aren't a lot of masks, period, in the gymnasium here this evening. 5:50 for the first half, but I'm going to be honest. It is nice to see the chin straps off the players. Here's Matouche, baseline, rattles it down. Gavin Matouche has his second field goal. He's now 22 points away from 1,000 for his outstanding career. Basically a walking double-double for his high school career. Here's McGill on the right wing, checked there by Vogel. Victor kicks it out to Dobrynek. Tate will take the three, a foot behind the line, missed it. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Matouche. Drake Vogel almost lost his sneaker. He's getting that situated back on his foot. Christian, lazy pass across the floor, finds Blaine Stewart into the hands of Will now. He tries to split through the double, and he was fouled. Fourth team foul on Litchfield. They're going to get Fetter on the personal. And four new Purple Panthers coming in. Keenan Powell returns. Carson Sadahoff back. A.J. Odell returns. And Bryce Hires back on the floor. McGill, the only Panther to stay on. He don't come off very often. 5 minutes for the half. Tied at 16. Here's Will Christian, right side of the key. Pressured out there by McGill. Leaves it for Matouche out on the Purple Panther paw in front of the Litchfield bench. Give and go to Gavin. Rises up, missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Blaine Stewart out beyond the arc. Vogel trapped in the left corner. Gets it off to Blaine Stewart. He's trapped on the wing. Bounces out. Rises from 15. Missed it. And the rebound down to A.J. Odell. But the crowd at Litchfield loves it, but Blaine Stewart misses a shot. Powell missed the three ball. And we're going to get a foul on, I think, Keenan Powell. No. Oh, they're going to get it on Blaine Stewart. As Powell knew he missed that shot, he went charging hard in for the rebound. There was contact. And it goes on Blaine Stewart, his second. Both topper fouls on Blaine. Sadahoff gets it into McGill. Victor, left side of the key, thought about the three. Now into the triple threat position, pushed off. Yep, offensive on Victor McGill. He got that off arm extended, sent Vogel a flying. Second offensive foul on Litchfield. That accounts for three of their turnovers. First personal foul on Victor McGill. With Vogel locked down Elijah Allman on Saturday. Another tall order here tonight, drawing the McGill assignment. Here's Drake into the front court. Lobs it down to Matouche. Gavin, nice catch in traffic under the rim, and he's called for traveling. Fifth turnover on Hillsborough. Matouche was surrounded by three Purple Panthers there. He was under the backboard. He was trying to jump back towards the foul line, but he traveled first. Halfway through the second quarter. 16-16. McGill way out in the left wing. Gets a screen from Hires. Leaves it for Odell. Right back to Victor. McGill. Oh, nice little hesitation. The left-hand finish is good for Victor McGill. He has 10. He is so good with that left hand finishing around the rim. Explosive first bounce and the ability to finish with either hand at the rim. That is a nice combination. He's just a sophomore. Dangerous pass, found its way to Riggs, almost stolen by Sadahoff. Into the hands of Matouche, off to Christian. Will slices through, ball jarred loose, picked up by McGill, and he's fouled by Vogel. Not a bad foul by Vogel as McGill was about to tip that ball to Odell, who was going to have a run out. First personal on Drake, third team foul on the Toppers. 18-16, Litchfield with the lead. This is a spirited ball game, just like we thought it would be coming in. The Litchfield student section, they've been standing the entire time. They're on the stage side across the way. Here's Hires in the left corner to Keenan Powell. Bad pass for Keenan Powell, tipped by Christian, but right back to Powell. Litchfield fortunate there. Here's Hires, puts it on the deck, gets in the middle lane, kicks to Odell. Off to Powell, back to Victor. He'll reset things out at the volleyball spike line, and Nick Gert wants a timeout. 3:09 for the first half. Litchfield 18, Hillsborough 16. You're listening to the Route 16 rivalry on WUSMI. Optimize back here at Simmons Gymnasium High School Basketball on your Tuesday night here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Purple Panthers leading the Hilltoppers 18-16, 3 minutes for the half. Litchfield has the basketball. Here's Carson Sadahoff, top of the key. Leaves it off for Keenan Powell, left wing. Keenan turns the corner, gets to the rim. Tough shot from just outside the lane, missed it. Rebound down to Vogel. Good rotation that time from the Toppers. Vogel dumps it down to Matouche. Left block, attacks, missed it. Didn't get high enough off the window. Ball is on the deck, picked up by Powell. Here comes Keenan, full head of steam. He'll pull up from eight, rattled it out, no good. Riggs with the rebound for the Toppers. 2.5 minutes for the first half. A two-point Litchfield lead. Riggs, dangerous pass middle of the floor. Good strong catch from Jay Stewart. And then a foul on Victor McGill. That's going to be Victor's second. Talked about how he doesn't come off the floor often. He's going to stay on the floor here with that second foul, 2:27 for the half. Nick Gurnt tells him, you got two fouls. Stewart, right side of the key, back to Christian. Middle of the lane to Matouche, right back to Christian. Will, one dribble inside the line, kicks it in the right corner to Riggs. On the baseline, Vogel dumps it middle of the lane. Matouche, left-hand finish won't go down. And the rebound to Sadoff. Good, strong rebound as Vogel and Riggs tried to rip it away. 2 minutes for the half. A two-point Litchfield lead. McGill pulls for three. Yes, for Victor. 13 for Victor McGill. Nobody picked him up. He said, oh, I'll shoot it from here. 21-16 Litchfield. 108 seconds for the half. And a reach-in foul on A.J. Odell. That's his second. Team's seventh, and that means free throws for Hillsboro. At the free throw line, Declan Riggs, the 6'1 sophomore. The lefty's toss is off the heel too strong, and on the rebound, we've got a whistle and foul coming out on the Toppers. That'll be their fourth team foul as they got Vogel going over the back. So Vogel and McGill each with two personal fouls. Vogel will check out. Blaine Stewart onto the floor. Vogel's frustrated. 100 seconds first half. 5-point Litchfield lead with the basketball. Victor into the front court with the left hand bounce between the legs. Crosses over. Working on Jay Stewart. Rises and hits. Woo! Victor's starting to cook now. He's got 15. The lead is 7. For Litchfield, 85 seconds for the half. Jay Stewart's pass tipped by Powell, finds his way home to Will Christian. Off to Blaine Stewart, gets it off to Jay Stewart. Jace is trapped sideline, finds Matouche right elbow. Gavin double team, pivots around, leaves it for Riggs. Right back to Gavin, he'll rise from 15, rattle it out. Boy, that's the third shot Matouche has had tonight that's been halfway down and kicked out. Final minute, first half, a 7-point Litchfield lead, 23-16. McGill has 15 of Litchfield's 23. Attacks here partially blocked and pulled out of the air by Hillsboro's Gavin Matouche. Gavin brings it into the front court, kicks it. Riggs, three, no, out of the left corner. The rebound tapped around right to Blaine Stewart, and he'll be at the free throw line. Almost had the and one. Blaine Stewart did not score when these two teams played for the Holiday Tournament Championship. Has not scored yet tonight. Of course, he played his first 3 years for Litchfield. Free throw is no good. And the Litchfield students, they love it when the ball doesn't go down for Blaine. 43.5 seconds for the half. Second free throw here for Blaine Stewart. Missed the pair. Back rimmed them both. Rebound down to Keenan Powell. See if Litchfield wants to hold for the final shot. 35 seconds for the half. Powell has it left wing. Keenan Powell puts it on the floor. Dumps it down to Hyers baseline. Bryce attacks. Spun out, no good. Rebound to Matouche. 25 seconds for the half. Into the hands of Jay Stewart. Long pass, and he threw it away. He was looking for Blaine Stewart over the top of the pressure and threw it into the Litchfield bench. Sixth Topper turnover. Hyers out, Dobrynek back in for Litchfield. 21.7 seconds. McGill is off the floor now for the Purple Panthers with those two fouls. Here's Clayton Bishop into the front court with the right-hand bounce. Hesitation. Pulls up right corner. back rimmed it. Rebound down to Matush with 10. Time for the Toppers. That was too quick of a shot. Long pass stolen. Another long pass stolen. Here's Powell. Keenan rises at the right in front of the buzzer, I should say. DeBrinnett got the rebound, but he was tied up before the bucket went in. Arrow keeps it with Litchfield. Half a second for the first half. Litchfield's taking a couple of quick shots here in the final seconds. Fortunate that Hillsborough's turned it over twice. Toppers have tried to make long passes against the pressure, and it hasn't worked out. Time for a lob and a tip. In it goes to Powell. Just turns, heaves off the backboard. The pass was not on target, so Keenan had to extend himself and spin and shoot all at the same time. But I tell you what, all things considered, a great half for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. After two quarters here tonight in the Route 16 rivalry, it is Litchfield 23, Hillsborough 16. Back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. So a big second half here for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They have lost 6 of 8 since they lost to Hillsborough in that Carthenville Holiday Tournament Championship game. They had a long COVID pause shortly thereafter, and they've just not been able to really find their stride since the calendar turned to 2022, but they might have found it tonight. Victor McGill is in full stride this evening, 15 of the Purple Panthers, 23. A 7-point lead for Litchfield as we start the second half. The Toppers will get it to begin the third quarter. They're on the road blacks tonight. Hillsborough in orange lettering across the front. Litchfield in the home whites. Purple Panthers in purple lettering across the front of the home whites for Litchfield. Will Christian, Blaine Stewart, Drake Vogel, Declan Riggs, Gavin Matush on the floor for Hillsborough. Keenan Powell, A.J. Odell, Victor McGill, Bryce Hires, and Carson Sadahoff for Litchfield. As the Toppers working the ball around the volleyball spike line, they try to run a lob to Vogel, and Christian threw it out of bounds. Vogel was high enough. He grabbed the rim with his left hand, but that ball sailed over his head. Litchfield had that covered well in that 3-2 zone. A lot of congestion there on the back line, but I suppose if the pass was perfect, Vogel would have had it because he was high enough. 7:25 for the third quarter. A 7-point Litchfield lead. And you know, when Vogel was on crutches in late December, I didn't know if he'd ever have the spring this year to get his normal elevation, but he certainly has it now. Powell, three, yes. Yes for Keenan Powell. Off the feed from McGill, the lead is 10. Early stages, third quarter. This Litchfield team, man, moving forward. No seniors on the roster. They start 4 sophomores on a regular basis. Play 5 sophomores on a regular basis. And they'll have a full summer this year with head coach Nick Gert. Remember, he got hired so late in the process, they didn't get their normal work in this summer. Matush pivots, spins, attacks, countered in the foul, Gavin Matush. That was a nice patient move for Gavin. He caught the ball at the left elbow, let a couple of defenders move on by, and then turns and attacks. He's now 20 away from 1,000 for his career. Jay Stewart going to check in for Will Christian with 6:40 to play third quarter. Matush for the old-fashioned 3-point play. Got it? 7 now for Gavin. The lead is 7 for Litchfield. 6.5 minutes, third quarter. Vogel on McGill. Victor on the bounce. Volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Carson Sadahoff, left side of the key. Here's Powell. 2 in a row. No, that one's short off the left wing. And the rebound down to Drake Vogel. Vogel. Bounce pass off to Stewart. Still in the back court. Jace leaves it in the front court for Riggs. Declan Riggs. Middle of the floor off to Vogel. Drake sees an opening. Attacks out of control and a charge on Drake Vogel. Drake left his feet there and I don't think was quite sure what he wanted to do. And Bryce Hires was just waiting to take that charge. Third personal on Drake Vogel. 10th turnover on the Toppers. Here's McGill. Up the right sideline. Wants the baseline. Got around Vogel and a block on Drake. And that's his 4th. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Not much there for that whistle. That's a tough one if you're Drake Vogel. McGill got the corner. Kyle McBrain wants an explanation on that one. I don't blame him. 6:02 for the third quarter. I think Kyle's saying there's similar contact on this end that's not getting called. That's a tough whistle. Nice out of bounds set. Hires blew the layup. Oh, he was wide open off the right side as he slashed from the three-point line and just missed the layup. 26-19, Litchfield leads. Hillsboro has the ball, 5:45 third quarter. Out between the circles with Blaine Stewart. Volleyball spike line now with Christian. Off to Stewart, little two-man game. Back and forth, Christian and Stewart. Will picked up his dribble. He's trapped, top of the key. Steps through, gets it away to Matouche. Gavin on the bounce out near midcourt. Will Christian comes and gets the basketball. Here's Blaine Stewart in the corner to Jay Stewart for three. Count it and the foul. A chance for a four-point play for Jay Stewart. As that was Carson Sadahoff who got into the landing zone that time of Stewart. Second personal on Sadahoff. And a chance for the rare four-point play. Well, that gave Kyle McBrain a fist pump, and the four-point play converted. That could wind up being a momentum play right there at the 5:20 mark with the four-point play. Here's McGill, gets into the heart of the lane, missed it. Offensive rebound, Sadahoff. He tried to kick it out, and it was tipped by Riggs off of Sadahoff. Hillsboro ball. 26-23. So after Vogel picked up his fourth foul, Jay Stewart comes back with a four-point play, and the lead is down to three. Little 7-0 run here for the Toppers after Litchfield had built a 10-point advantage. Stewart lost the bounce, but it kicks right to brother Blaine. Then Stewart's pass is tipped right to brother Jace. Here's Matouche, high post, Gavin, foul line, up, under, off the heel and down for Gavin and Matouche. Nine for Gavin. That was a nifty move. 26-25, a 9-0 run for Hillsboro after Litchfield had built a 10-point advantage. Here's McGill, dumps it on the baseline to Sadahoff. Carson, dribble drive, attacks, missed it, and a charge on Carson Sadahoff. That'll be his third. Fourth turnover on Litchfield. Three of Litchfield's four turnovers have been offensive fouls. Tate Dobrynek to the table. He's going to check in for Sadahoff. 4:28 to play. Sadahoff was complaining about the call, and Nick Gernt told him to basically quiet down. We don't need that. Here's Stewart in the right corner. Dumps to Matouche. Gavin off the window, rolled off the rim. Offensive rebound, Riggs. Declan was fouled. Two free throws for Declan Riggs, and he could give Hillsboro the lead. The foul goes on A.J. Odell. That's his third. So the fouls mounting up on both sides. Riggs at the line. Toss good. Pure for Declan Riggs. And we are tied at 26. Boy, I thought they got that on roll. They got it on Dobrynek, actually. That's his second. Riggs gets both tosses. And Hillsboro's gone on an 11-0 run to take the lead, 27-26. That happened quickly. Halfway through the third quarter. Here's McGill. Way out in the left wing. Kicks it in the corner to Dobrynek. Tate, dribble drive. Wraparound pass McGill. Nice ball fake on the three. Misses the triple. And the rebound down to the Toppers. And what do we have? A whistle and foul. I think it's going on Hillsboro. A push on the Toppers. Their third of the half. Who are they going to get there? Riggs. Declan's first. Baseline out of bounds for Litchfield. In it goes to Tate Dobrynek. Check that A.J. Odell. Turns the corner right side, cut off. Feeds it down to Dobrynek. Now right baseline. Dribbles under the rim. Kicks it out to McGill on the left wing. 3:40 to play, third quarter. A one-point Topper lead. Here's Victor. Off to Odell. Head fake. Back to McGill. Top of the key. Open for three. Yes. 18 for Victor McGill off the dribble drive feed from A.J. Odell. And the Purple Panthers back in front, 29-27. Here's Riggs, middle of the floor, into the front court. Off to Will Christian, kicks it to Jay Stewart. And he tried to make a head fake before he caught the basketball. 11th, Topper turnover. Here's McGill. Passed on a layup, tried to kick it out to Powell in the left corner. And great recovery speed from Will Christian to knock that ball out of bounds. 3:09 for the third quarter. Clayton Bishop onto the floor for Litchfield. He will replace Victor McGill's going to get a little breather here. Dobrynek will throw in from the deep corner. Tate looking. Top of the key it goes to Gavin Timpson. Gavin, underhand shovel to A.J. Odell. Checked out there by Will Christian. Bounce pass to Timpson on the right wing. Gavin is bodied and fouled by Declan Riggs. Declan's second, fourth team foul of the half on Hillsboro. Fouls mounting up here, four on each side with 2:58 to play in the third quarter. So the foul line could become a factor here down the stretch. Clayton Bishop gets it back to the inbounder, Dobrynek. Tate Dobrynek in the right corner. Picked up the bounce. He needs some assistance now. Pivots around. Bullet pass across the lane on the baseline to Bishop. Clayton spinning, hitting, and the foul. Four for Bishop. And a free throw coming. Man, that was a nice move with the contact. 31-27 Litchfield. So after Hillsboro went on an 11-0 run to take a one-point lead, Litchfield's come right back now with a little 6-0 spurt as that free throw for Bishop hit every part of the iron and rolled in. Nate Fetter in for the Panthers. Keenan Powell will get a breather. Blaine Stewart off the floor as Drake Vogel returns for Hillsboro. Drake's playing with four personal fouls. He must be extremely careful, obviously. Boy, if you're Litchfield, you got to attack him on the other end. Here's Riggs. Gets it off to Will Christian. In the right corner. Checked out left corner. Vogel, three. Left it short. Offensive rebound. Stewart, the putback is good with the left hand for Jay Stewart. 9 points for Jace. 32-29 Litchfield. 2:20 to play, third quarter. Bad pass. Bishop stolen by Christian. Will goes up and down for the easy deuce. That was just a lazy pass that time from Clayton Bishop, and that'll get Victor McGill up off the bench to the table. 32-31, Purple Panthers lead. Clayton Bishop on the bounce, out at the volleyball spike line, being checked by Jay Stewart. Leaves it for Dobrynek, top of the key, met there by Matouche. Tate, dribble drive, off-balance shot, forced it, missed it as he was falling to the ground. Offensive rebound, Jay Stewart, lead pass, Vogel, and he's going to be fouled. He threw a little pump fake there, got Fetter in the air. Check that, Timpson in the air for Gavin. It'll be his first. Team's fifth. McGill back. A.J. Odo will sit. Has topper ball on the baseline. A one-point Litchfield lead. Minute 49 for the quarter. Vogel for three. Rattled it down. Drake Vogel's first triple tonight. He has seven. And Hillsboro back in front, 34-32. 100 seconds to play, third quarter. Litchfield had a 10-point lead in this quarter. Here's McGill. Step back three, and he's going to be called for traveling. Sixth turnover on Litchfield. Crowd didn't like it. 91 seconds for the third quarter. Nick Gernt didn't like it. It was right in front of the Litchfield bench. 34-32. Here's Christian in the backcourt. Leaves it for Riggs. Declan, deep three, right wing short. Rebound tapped around. Jay Stewart, middle of the lane. He's blocked and fouled, but he was fouled on the floor first. Sixth team foul. As the personal will go on, Nate Fetter. His second, and Nick Gernt once. A timeout. A minute 16 for the third quarter. Hillsboro 34, Litchfield 32. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium after this one message on WSMI. What a third quarter here tonight. Litchfield led by 7 at the half, built the lead up to 10 in the quarter, and now Hillsboro's up by 2. Toppers have the ball, baseline front court. They lob it, heart of the lane, Matus. Oh, stripped out of there by McGill. What hands from Victor McGill. Here's Victor on the baseline. Leaves it back to Dobrynek. Open three. Yes! Tate Dobrynek leaves the right hand to the sky. His first bucket. Litchfield back in front, 35-34. Final minute, third quarter. Matouche out near midcourt having trouble with it. Ball tipped around, finds its way to Jay Stewart. And Kyle McBrain got a timeout as Stewart was in trouble. 48.8 for the third, 35-34 Litchfield. Back to Simmons after this one message. Litchfield student section is into this game, man. It is always great when the high school kids are into the ball game like Litchfield's kids are tonight. And that is one of the main things that we missed last year without fans, no doubt about it. Vogel gets it in to Matouche, right back to Drake. That is a deep three, missed it. Rebound down to McGill. He wants to push. Here comes Victor. Offensive foul, yes. Yes, Will Christian stood in and took the charge. That'll be number three on Victor McGill. And the eighth Litchfield turnover. Nick Gerton didn't like that call. Now, we've had a lot of charges here tonight on both sides. A lot. A one-point Litchfield lead. Clock running, 35 seconds, third quarter. Still in the backcourt, Christian. Now he passes in the front court with Riggs. Into the hands of Jay Stewart between the circles. Off to Drake Vogel. Bad entry pass. Tried to force it into Matouche. 12th, the top turnover. Here's McGill. He stops, pops, and missed it off the heel from the right wing. Long outlet pass to Vogel. Drake Vogel. Left hand. Left it short. Gets it back. Tip, no. Matouche's follow. But it's going to be over the back on Gavin Matouche. First foul on Gavin. Sixth foul on Hillsboro. Four new Purple Panthers coming in. A.J. Odell, Keenan Powell, Carson Sadahoff. Actually, three new Panthers as McGill and Dobrynek will stay. Pena won 66-51 tonight over Vandalia. So that's the Vandals' first conference loss. Pena now a perfect 5-0 in league play. 5 seconds for the quarter. Victor with three. Crossing, pulling at the horn, left it short. Three quarters in the books. What a ball game we have here tonight. The Route 16 rivals, Litchfield 35, Hillsboro 34. The money quarter coming up next. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on FM 106 as we are set for what should be a dynastic money quarter, 35-34 Litchfield. This has been a wonderful ball game. Litchfield had a 10-point lead at one point in that third quarter. Hillsboro then went on an 11-0 run. Here's Sadhoff, bad pass, never saw. Jay Stewart up and down for the easy deuce, and Hillsboro back in front, 11 for Jay Stewart. Boy, he's been huge tonight for the Hilltoppers. 7.5 minutes to play. A one-point Hillsboro lead. Here's Bryce Hyers, left side of the key. Off to McGill, now right side of the key. Victor into the triple threat. Bounces. Good job by Stewart to stay with him. Leaves it back for Keenan Powell on the left wing. Into the hands now of Powell. Off the feed from McGill. Keenan to the foul line. Odell for three. Back rim, too strong, and the rebound down to Jay Stewart. As Matouche got tied up with Hyers, we're going to get a whistle. As Hyers went down, acted like he had hurt his shoulder or his elbow. Are they going to get a foul on Matouche? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The Hillsboro fans don't like it, and I'm going to tell you, they got a point. They got a point. Gavin Matouche, in my view right there, he got penalized for just simply being bigger and stronger. That's a tough whistle. That has Kyle McBrain, his fingers interlocked, hands on the back of his head. This gym is intense, man. It is intense. One in bonus for Bryce Hyers. Free throw, short. Rebound, though, picked up by Sadahoff. And Litchfield will reset. Here's Hyers for three. Missed it, and the rebound down to Matouche. Ball don't lie, as they say. Litchfield comes up empty on the sequence. A one-point topper lead. Here's Jay Stewart. Rises from 14, left it short. Rebound tipped around out to Will Christian, and then a reach-in foul on the Panthers. And it's bonus time the rest of the way for both teams. So who's better from the foul line down the stretch could determine it. Hillsboro's 8 of 11 for the ball game. Litchfield's only 2 out of 3. Christian will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight for the one in bonus. Toss, good. 8 for Christian, a 2-point lead for the Toppers. 6:47 for the ball game. There's been a lot of talking in this game tonight. Same for the JV game. The friendliness of this rivalry kind of went away when the Stewart boys went to Hillsboro, I would say. Christian's free throw is good. He's got 9. The lead is 3 for the Toppers. Here's McGill on the right wing. Leaves it for Sadahoff, left side of the key. Back to Victor. McGill for 3. Left it short. And the rebound down to Matouche for Hillsboro. 6.5 minutes to play in the ball game. 38-35 Hillsboro. Christian on the sideline, gets it in the front court to Matouche. Gavin on the bounce, almost had it poked away from behind. Got it away to Christian just in time, right back to Gavin, 15-footer, no. And the rebound down to McGill. Victor pushing, leaves it for Keenan Powell. Right back to McGill. Victor at the foul line, hesitation to the rim, yes, for Victor McGill. 20 for Victor, just his 5th point of the second half. A near steal, it was a near foul as well. Victor put his arms up in the air like, I didn't do nothing. The guilty man's pose. 5:55 for the ball game. 38-37 Toppers. The Litchfield defense has extended out near midcourt in this zone piece, the 3-2 zone. McGill and Powell come with a trap on Blaine Stewart. He gets it off to Riggs, down in the block to Matouche. Spins baseline, left hand, no. Rebound is tipped out off of Hillsboro. It's Litchfield ball with 5:36 to play. Great atmosphere here tonight. Near capacity crowd, and they have been into it from the get-go. Hillsboro leads by 1. Litchfield has the basketball as McGill will walk it into the front court. Leaves it for Odell on the right wing. Met there by Christian. Gets a screen from Dobrynek. Into the hands of Sadahoff. Off to McGill, left wing. Looking for Sadahoff through Carson's hands. Out of bounds. That pass had a lot of steam on it. That is turnover number 10 on Litchfield. Drake Vogel back on the floor, playing with 4 fouls. He picked up his 4th foul early in the third quarter. 38-37 Hillsboro. Jay Stewart gets in the front court to Drake Vogel. High post to Matouche, left elbow. Gavin will turn and face in the left corner to Declan Riggs. Contact, turned it over. Good no call there, turned it over. 13th Topper turnover. Panthers, Powell to McGill, rises, rattled out, no good. And the rebound to the floor, loose on the deck still. Who wants it? Vogel's down there and will get a jump ball. What effort and hustle from Drake Vogel. The headlong dive from the heart of the lane winds up at the 3-point line. And the Toppers have it on the arrow. 4:51 to play and Kyle McBrain wants a timeout. 38-37 Hillsboro. We got a heck of a finish coming up. Don't go anywhere. Back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. This is what high school basketball is all about. Big crowd, two rivals going blow for blow. 38-37 Toppers. Drake rises, left elbow off the mark. Matouche's rebound won't go. Back tapped, picked up by Riggs. Foul line, Vogel back out to Christian. Hillsboro can reset. 4.5 for the ball game. Declan, left quarter pocket, left it short. Offensive rebound, Matouche put back good. Gavin Matouche with 11, and another big night on the glass for Gavin. 40-37 Hillsboro. Kyle McBrain imploring his Toppers to get a stop. We approach the midway point of the money quarter. Here's Victor McGill. Gets a screen from Hyers. Victor. Out to Odell, nice ball fake, open for 3. Yes! A.J. Odell rattles it down, his first bucket, and we are tied at 40, halfway through the fourth. Christian and Stewart in the backcourt, Jace across the timeline. He gets all the way to the rim, no one stopped the ball, and an offensive foul on Jay Stewart. As who was that that stood in there and took the charge? Bryce Hyers did. So the 14th turnover on the Toppers. 8th team foul, but you don't shoot foul shots on offensive fouls, so baseline out of bounds in the backcourt for Litchfield. Hyers back on the floor now for the Purple Panthers. A Sadahoff out. Well, Sadahoff took that charge. Big play. 3.5 minutes for the ball game, tied at 40. McGill on the bounce out of the volleyball spike line. Leaves it for Powell. Top of the key to Dobrynek. Left wing now with McGill. Here's Odell. A.J. Odell, hesitation, to the rim, layup good for Odell, and McGill gives A.J. the flex. Five for Odell, a two-point lead for the Panthers. Five big points for Odell, then he deflects that ball out of bounds, nearly saved by Dobrynek on the sideline as McGill giving A.J. Odell a big-time bear hug. This Litchfield team, man, they are fun to watch. All these young, talented sophomores. Jay Stewart gets it into Matouche, the talented senior. How did that thing roll out? Ball is tipped out, last touch by Matouche. I don't know how that didn't go down for Gavin. Soft roll around the world three times, almost came to rest on the back of the rim and fell off. Wow. Then Matouche, he was very animated there, did not think he was the last to touch on the rebound. Here's McGill. Leaves it for Hires, back to Victor. Odell. Top of the key, A.J. Leaves it for Powell. 2:50 to play, a two-point Litchfield lead. Into the hands of Victor McGill now. Victor probing, top of the key. Keeps the bounce alive. Attacks left side. Layup, no. Offensive rebound to Dobrynek. The putback fell out. It goes to Powell. His shot, no, from the heart of the lane. And Riggs down with the rebound. Two on one at the top for Surrey. Vogel sidestep with the Euro. Missed it. And the rebound to Bryce Hires. 42-40 Litchfield. Here's McGill all the way to the rim. Lost it on the way up. Picked up by Drake Vogel. Both teams a little out of control on that last sequence. 2:10 to play. A two-point Litchfield lead. Both teams are over the foul limit. One and bonus for both on the next foul. In the corner, Christian for the lead. Missed it short. Rebound tapped around by Matouche. Had it stripped, got it back, and rattles it down. 13 for Gavin Matouche. He's a man amongst boys down there on the inside tonight. Tied at 42, 105 seconds for the ball game. Victor takes his time into the front court. Nick Gurnt tells him just slow it up. Tells him to push it out. 95 seconds for the game. Stewart comes out and picks him up now. Victor on the bounce out near midcourt. Litchfield just wants to work the clock here for a little bit. 80 seconds to play. Victor, baseline, dumps it. Dobrynek, yes! Tate Dobrynek from the heart of the lane, front of the rim, lays it up and in. Five for Dobrynek. Off the nice dribble drive from McGill. 70 seconds to play. A two-point Litchfield lead. This gym is electric. A lot of folks standing. Here's Vogel. Dumps it to Matouche on the right block. Gavin finds Jay Stewart, heart of the lane, off the window. It's good for Jay Stewart. 13 for Jay Stewart. Maybe his biggest game in his young topper career here tonight. Tied at 44, clock running, 44 seconds for the ball game. Will Litchfield try and hold for the final shot? McGill attacking, left it short, and the rebound down to the toppers, and Jay Stewart. Now it's stolen by Victor McGill. We've got a whistle. No one can hear the whistle. What do we got? Did Hillsborough get a timeout before the turnover? No one can hear the whistle. I think Hillsborough got the timeout before the turnover. Nick Gurn is out on the floor imploring the officials. Oh, boy. He's got to be careful. The Hillsborough folks want him teed up. That ain't going to happen. You can't hear the whistle. The gym is so loud, you can't hear the whistle. 28.8 seconds for the ball game, tied at 44. It will be Hillsboro ball when we come back after this one message. Assistant coach Anthony Robinson was out talking to the officials during the entirety of that timeout. Nick Gurnt is fired up. No one could hear the whistle. He wanted the officials to put the ball down as Hillsboro was late out of the timeout. They didn't do it. Here we go. Toppers have the ball, tie game, 25 seconds to play. Here's Riggs out at the volleyball spike line. Midcourt with Christian. Back to Declan. Off to Jay Stewart, right wing. Here's Vogel foul line. Back to Will with 15. Christian into the hands of Jay Stewart. 10 seconds for the ball game. Christian still near midcourt, motioning for Vogel to come and get it. Will pull. Deep three. Left it short. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Vogel. Follow, no. Rebound to Dobrynek. And we've got a foul. Hold on. We've got a foul, and Hillsborough's over the limit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Hillsborough is over the limit. A foul was called. And Litchfield is going to have free throws with very little time on the clock. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Boy, this game should have been headed in overtime. But instead, Litchfield is going to be at the foul line. Now the officials are huddled up. They must determine if the foul came with time on the clock. Boy, this is a big, big decision. Will Litchfield have free throws or will we have overtime? Tied at 44. What will the decision be? There's 5.5 on the clock. And it'll be Tate Dobrynek at the foul line. Wow. Hillsborough had a look at the rim, missed it. And on the rebound, a foul called on Riggs. Tate Dobrynek, one in bonus. His first trip to the line tonight. You talk about a pressure toss to beat your arch rivals. Free throw, no good. Spun out, went around the world and kicked out, and we've got overtime. What a ball game here tonight. 44-44, 32 minutes, not enough. Overtime coming up next. What a ball game here tonight. Tate Dobrynek's free throw, a soft rollout that would have won the ball game at the foul line with 5/10 of a second left. We've got overtime. Jump ball number two, Hyers and Vogel. Sensational here tonight. Tap is controlled by the Toppers. Here's Jay Stewart. Attacking, rejected by Hyers. It goes right to Matouche. He was fouled. Free throws for Gavin Matouche. Jay Stewart and Gavin Matouche have had big-time ball games here tonight. Best game I've seen Jay Stewart play for the Toppers. The foul on Hyers, his second. Free throw for Matouche is good. Hit a lot of the iron and dropped down. 14 for Gavin. A one-point lead for Hillsborough. That foul, the second on Bryce Hyers. Second free throw now for Gavin Matouche. Left it short, and the rebound down to Litchfield. Gavin's now 12 points away from 1,000. Here's McGill on the right wing. 3:45 for overtime. Victor McGill on the bounce. Going to pull for three. Back rim to too strong. And the rebound down to Will Christian. A one-point Topper advantage. Blaine Stewart in the backcourt. He picked up his dribble, gets it midcourt to Matouche. Off to Vogel, hangs and hits. Drake Vogel with nine. That was a tough, tough finish there for about 6 feet. A three-point Hillsborough lead, 47-44. Here's Keenan Powell on the curl. Gets all the way to the rim. Count it, and the foul for Keenan Powell. Seven for Keenan. He's fired up. This has been some ball game here tonight. 47-46 Hillsborough in overtime with 3:11 to play. That foul went on Blaine Stewart, his third. Free throw for Keenan is no good. And it's a one-point lead for the Toppers. 3:05 for OT. Will Christian in the backcourt gets it off to Blaine Stewart. Blaine Stewart, front court pass to Christian. On the baseline, Matouche, 18-footer, off the mark, rebound down to Powell. 2:50 to play. Long pass, front court, A.J. Odell. That's going to be an offensive foul. Oh, boy, no, it's not. Oh, boy, that's number five on Drake Vogel. It sure looked like A.J. Odell lowered his shoulder and pushed off. That's how I saw it. Vogel just got teed up as he untucked his jersey and made a gesture that he did not agree with the call. Can't do that, but he's got a case. That looked like a charge. Big technical foul, though. So Vogel has fouled out, got teed up on his way out, and it's going to be two technical free throws and then two regular free throws, and I presume the ball for Litchfield. Oh, boy. So here's the technical free throws. Victor McGill has 20 points. Toss, good. tied at 47. Second free throw, good. Litchfield has the lead. 22 for McGill. Now we'll get two more free throws. Should be A.J. Odell shooting these. So he'll be at the line all by himself. With 2:47 for overtime. A one-point Litchfield lead. Still a one-point Litchfield lead as Odell's free throw too strong. A.J. will get a second toss, and then Litchfield will get the ball. Toss is good. Hit a lot of the iron and went down. Six for Odell. A two-point lead for Litchfield, and they get the basketball. That's a big sequence. Vogel thought he had drawn the charge. Instead, it's a block. It was his fifth foul. He was frustrated, untucked his jersey emphatically, and got teed up. 49-47 Litchfield. They have the ball. 2:40 for overtime. McGill holding out near midcourt. Stewart comes out and picks him up. McGill leaves it off to Dobrynek. Tate rises, rattled out, no good. Offensive rebound, Sadahoff. Man, he came out of the right corner from nowhere. 2.5 minutes for overtime. A lot of nervous energy in the building right now. Here's McGill, and Nick Gert wants a timeout. 2:22 for OT. Litchfield 49. Hillsboro 47. Drake Vogel has fouled out. Purple Panthers have the basketball when we come back following this one message on WSMI. What a ball game on WSMI FM. Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. We are in overtime. Litchfield leading Hillsboro 49-47. They go back door. Powell, layup, no. Follow, Sadahoff, no. Rolled off. Rebound down to the toppers. Then Stewart lost the handle, got away with the travel. And Blaine Stewart got the timeout. 2:13 to play. That should have been a travel on Jay Stewart, I thought, as he was dribbling the basketball, went to the ground, slid across the floor with the bounce, lost the bounce, and then got back up. But timeout taken by Blaine Stewart and the Toppers. 2:13 to play. Litchfield 49, Hillsboro 47. Goodness gracious. Back to Simmons following this one message on WSMI. Boy, we've had a little bit of everything here tonight. Both teams have had some big runs in this ball game, but neither team has refused to go away. So much effort, so much energy. 2:13 for overtime. A two-point topper lead. Drake Vogel has fouled out of this ball game. Jay Stewart will throw in the backcourt. Gets it into Will Christian, right back to Jace. 2:10 for OT. Dangerous pass looking for Riggs, but it was tipped right back to Stewart in the backcourt. He's trapped. Gets it away to Declan into the front court now. Both these teams have played incredibly hard on the defensive end here tonight. Inside of 2 minutes for OT. Here's Christian. Jay Stewart for three and the lead. Missed it too strong. Rebound down to Victor McGill. Good job by Dobrynek on the block out of Matouche. 103 seconds for the ball game. We're in overtime. 49-47 Litchfield. Here's McGill working on Jay Stewart. Hesitation. To the right baseline, cut off there. Gets it away to Bryce Hyers, top of the key. Hyers now gets it back into the hands of McGill. That's who they want to have the basketball if you're Litchfield. Victor on the bounce. Coming with the double and a foul on Jay Stewart. Victor wasn't going to give that up. He knew the Toppers wanted a foul, and he wanted to be at the foul line. 81 seconds to play in overtime. The foul on Jay Stewart, his third. Double bonus for the Purple Panthers and Victor McGill. 22 points for Victor, 15 of those in the first half. Toss is no good. He hit two big foul shots earlier here in overtime. Back rimmed that one. Second toss, got it. 23 for McGill, a three-point lead for Litchfield, 80 seconds for OT. Here's Blaine Stewart. In the front court now with Will Christian. Christian drives the baseline, and what do we got? I guess they're going to call a block. Still never saw the signal. They're going to get Hyers. That'll be his third. And it's double bonus time now for Hillsboro with 71 seconds to play. Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on FM 106.1. Hillsboro-Litchfield girls Thursday night live at 6 here on WSMI. Free throw for Christian is good. Front iron, side rim, and down. 10 for Christian. The lead for Litchfield is 2. 50-48 Purple Panthers. Nobody on the stage side is sitting. They're all standing. Free throw good for Will Christian. He has 11. Full court pressure now. McGill in the backcourt gets around the pressure. Trouble with the ball. We're going to get a jump ball. Who has the arrow? Litchfield says they have it. As McGill tried to get through three black jerseys that time. Tried to do maybe a little bit too much with the bounce that time. Hillsboro funneled them to the sideline, and Victor gets up a little gimpy. He hit the floor hard there and got rolled up on as the Toppers were fighting for that possession. 65 seconds for overtime. I think they're waiting for a towel to get some of the perspiration mopped up, perhaps. Some of the Stewart boys are over there with their shoes. They're like, we'll take care of it. Now Victor gets in on the party. There's no towel around. Nobody's got a towel. As Nick Gernt sprinting back into the locker room, he's going to come out with a towel. A one-point Litchfield lead, 50-49. I tell you what, the Litchfield student section, they've been A-plus here tonight. There's the towel from Coach Gernt. 50-49 Litchfield here in overtime. Litchfield had a chance to win it at the end of regulation. A foul with 5/10 of a second left on the rebound put Tate DeBrinnick at the foul line. His free throw on the front end spun out, and I mean spun out softly. Tate, oh, back door. McGill, he's got a layup, and it's good with the left hand. Victor with 25 off the out-of-bounds feed from DeBrinnick. Three-point lead, Purple Panthers, clock running, 55 seconds overtime. Here's Ricks, off to Blaine, gives it to Jace. Right wing with Christian. Vogel has fouled out for the Toppers. Blaine Stewart for three. Missed it. Rebound down to Sadahoff. Picked up by McGill. He lost it and he was fouled. 40 seconds for overtime and a three-point Litchfield lead. And it will be Victor McGill at the free throw line. That is the man Litchfield wants there. He might only be a sophomore, but he is a man. 40.3 seconds for the ball game. Man, he is a sensational basketball player. Just a sophomore. Free throw good. 26 for Victor McGill. Had 33 in a loss the first time they played Hillsboro. Got 26 right now, and they're up 4 in overtime with 40 seconds to play. Got it again. 27 for Victor. 54-49 Litchfield. Could be the defining win of Nick Gern's first season. Stewart pulls a deep three, back-rimmed it. Rebound tapped around to the floor, picked up by Keenan Powell. 28 seconds left, and the foul is given by Jace Stewart on Keenan Powell. Fourth on Jace. 28.3 seconds for overtime. When the Toppers miss Drake Vogel in these late-game situations. This is Drake's time, but he fouled out. Free throw for Powell is good. Man, it can't hit any more the rim than that. It actually hit the side rim first, had the right type of spin on it. It got up over the rim, back rim, and down. Vogel fouled out early in overtime. Second free throw for Keenan. That one is pure. 9 for Powell. The lead for Litchfield is 6, and Kyle McBrain gets a timeout, I think. Hillsboro is animated here. I am not quite sure what is going on. 25.3 seconds. Hillsboro is motioning for timeout. Is it going to be Litchfield ball here? Kyle McBrain is having a conversation. He doesn't like what he's being told right now. It's Litchfield ball. So Hillsboro turned it over, and now Nick Gernt going to get a timeout. So I think Hillsboro was trying to call a timeout at the precise time the ball was turned over, and the officials didn't give them the timeout. 25.3 seconds for overtime. 56-49 Litchfield. Back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Corbin Govey, Topper assistant, he was animated during that timeout. Kyle McBrain had to tell him to come back, and now he's directing words towards the Litchfield bench. Of course, his old high school teammate, Anthony Robinson, is an assistant on Litchfield. I told you, this rivalry, it ain't so friendly anymore. It was for a long, long time, but there is some bad blood between these two clubs now. You can sense it. You really can. 25.3 seconds for the ball game in overtime. 56-49, Litchfield with the lead. In it goes to Victor McGill. He spins away from trouble. He's going to keep the ball in his hands, and the foul is given by Matouche. 20 seconds for overtime. And this has been a lot of fun here this evening. This is going to be a brutal, brutal pill to swallow for the Toppers unless something miraculous happens in the final 20 seconds. Victor at the free throw line. He has 28. Makes it 57-49. Odell and Timpson back on the floor for Litchfield. And for Hillsboro now, they're going to bring in some of their reserves. Litchfield, they were calling for Kelvin Dooley, and here he comes. The student section gets their wish as Dooley is onto the floor after the student section started chanting. Nick Gern obliged. 57-49 in overtime for Litchfield. McGill trying to make it 29. Yep, 29 for Victor. 58-49, and Litchfield's going to get it done here tonight on their home floor. They're going to knock off their arch rivals from Hillsboro. Blaine Stewart will rise. No. Offensive rebound. No. Put back. No. And the rebound down to Odell. 5 seconds, and there you go. The signature win for Nick Gernt and the Litchfield Purple Panthers as they beat Hillsboro, and the students are going to rush the floor here tonight. Fantastic from the Litchfield Purple Panthers as McGill rips off his jersey. He's fired up. 58-49 is the final. And I say the students rushed the floor. About three of them made it onto the floor. Everybody else stayed put as they hopped the fence and came over. What a ball game here tonight. 58-49. Litchfield wins it in overtime. We're back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.